Town Board Meeting, Wednesday, March 16th, 2016. This is a test.
Call me in order.
Councilman Munger?
Present.
Councilman Genzel?
Absent.
Supervisor Ballow?
Here.
Councilman Boardway?
Present.
Councilman Keating?
Present.
Supervisor Ballow, pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number one is preliminary matters. We have nothing under preliminary matters tonight. Item number two is under regular business, is the correction and adoption of minutes from March 2nd, 2016.
And thank you, Mr. Supervisor. We had the opportunity to review the minutes from our March 2nd, 2016 meeting. They require no additions, changes, or deletions, and I move they be adopted.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number two under regular business, consideration of all fund bills. Councilman Keating?
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I'd like to make a motion to approve all fund bills totaling in the amount of $411,735.58.
Well, second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number three is correspondence. We have no correspondence tonight. Item number four, under new business, request from the floor. Get up to the mic and state your name and address. 3-minute time limit per person.
Gary Balo, 7305 in Phileas Road, Boston. I'm a town taxpayer. I have some questions to address to Supervisor Balo in regards to somewhat of his new resolution for Town Hollinsville. I'd just like to quote, first of all, a email sent by Marty, Supervisor Marty Balo.
Mr. Balo, so you know this is not a question and answer period. You can get up and say what you want to say. I'd be more than happy to stay after and answer any questions for anybody.
So you're not willing to tell us, in an email, you had security glass installed in the clerk's office to upgrade the security of the building of the town hall. You're not willing to tell us, is it security glass or is it shattered glass?
You could stay after. You can ask me your questions if you want.
Questions, Marty.
Mr. Balo, you can stay after if you want to answer your questions.
Okay, so I'm assuming it's shattered glass. So we've installed shattered glass on a secured office that collects, Supervisor Balo, how much a year? Do you know how many millions of dollars you do collect a year here?
Yes, I go through the budget.
Can you tell us?
Sir, Mr. Balo, it's not a question and answer period. The same glass has been installed on the other rooms too within the building. Okay?
Has your office been installed? That's another question.
Has my office been installed? No, every office will be installed.
Every office will be?
Yeah.
Community center?
Don't worry about him.
All right, sir. Again, it's not a question and answer. Very good, Gary.
I don't know how anybody deals with having glass installed on a solid door or a solid wood door for security purposes, but I know this town board originally said they were running this town like a business. If my business collected $6.7 million a year in an office, I sure as heck would have it secured. Not only integrity of records, integrity of the security of employees who I engage the town clerk, who I'm very concerned with at this time. Before her clerks were unfunded, she worked long hours, stayed here to do her job for the town residents. Now without any real help other than volunteers, which has been unbelievable, thank you all, she was staying until 9:30, 10:30, 11:30 some nights by herself in collections of what is hundreds of thousands of dollars a day. Cash amounts, I can let you know since nobody wants to answer the question. In 2 days, over $36,000 in cash, over $600,000 in total funds. This is an office that I would think would need to be secured. Protection for not only the people in the office. Now, there's been craziness in the past in our lives in other towns. Craziness. I don't know if I'm thrilled about a woman staying in a building by herself at night doing work and having a glass shattered window, a shattered glass window, I'm sorry, in her office where someone can break it in an instant, turn the knob, and enter her office, regardless if she has a red panic button.
Or camera systems. Don't forget we got camera systems in here that watch the outside of the building, the inside of the building, and fob systems, which are really good.
Common sense.
So
businesses would secure their office, I would think, not only for the personnel, for the funds of the town. So I'm asking you to reconsider what you're doing, Supervisor Margie.
I appreciate you coming up. I appreciate your concern. And I will, yep, and I
appreciate it. You haven't answered one question. I'm the only one talking.
Well, I understand, but it's...
Attorney Kobiel, can I ask you a question?
No, it's not a question I answer, period.
It was the first agenda meeting I ever attended. And I have to say, prior to these thoughts, prior to my seeing this, I was very impressed with your reports. And I have to say that to you.
Thank you.
And I would think as an attorney and someone who advises this board, someone has to use some common sense in the protection of this town and its employees. And you took an oath of office to do so, to follow the laws. When was the last time you went to the clerk's office to sit down and talk to her about any issues? About the glass window, about the paper on the window, about her office?
Just before she starts slamming the door on me.
You have not been in my office in 3 years.
Okay, listen, Mr. Ballow, you had your 3 minutes. Thank you. If you got it, Mr. Ballow, you've had your three minutes. If you want to stay after, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you have.
You can't even return a phone call.
I'd be more than happy to answer. I return all my phone calls,
sure,
but thank you.
I'd ask that you, Supervisor Ballow, reconsider your thoughts on all this and maybe swing to the good, make a change. You have some good councilmen now standing up with
them. Well, I know when we entered the building, there was no security in the building. But thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bell. Is there anybody else at this
time? There was a security in my office.
Is there anybody else?
You disabled it, remember?
Councilman Keating.
Town clerk, please.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Good evening. I'm Barbara Moore, and I live on Legal Road. And at the meeting last week, I asked what PESH stood for because acronyms piqued my curiosity. And you told me it was about security, and I looked it up, and it is Public Employee Safety and Health. And I did not read the whole thing, but I read a considerable amount of it, and it seems to me very comparable to OSHA, which would deal with the non-public sector. So before any more taxpayer money is spent on security, I wondered if we could see that report, and I didn't know from whom I should request the FOIA.
I have no problem. I can get you the report. It's from a few years ago.
From your office?
Yep.
Okay. And the other thing that I'd like to say tonight is that in light of the fact that we have several elections coming up this year, and also in light of the fact that the meeting of this board
in my understanding, is to conduct the business of the town of Boston. I would request that we no longer have to hear opinions from that bench, especially derogatory opinions about duly elected public officials. It takes a lot of our time, and I don't think it's appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Moore. I make a motion to close the floor.
Second.
Well, technically, you never made a motion to open it, so you really don't need a motion to close it.
Floor is closed. Item number four under new business, 2015 sponsor approval for North Boston Volunteer Fire Company.
And thank you, Mr. Supervisor. At the last meeting, we had not yet had proper time to review the point submission from the North Boston Fire Company at this point in time. We have, in fact, reviewed that properly, and on the recommendation of Councilman Genzel, who is the liaison of the fire companies, I make a motion that we approve the sponsorship points for North Boston Fire Hall in so much as they can now post that for the 30-day mandatory period.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Broadway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number three under new business, application for use of town facility, Boston's Lion Club fundraiser.
And thank you, Mr. Supervisor. We do have a request from our Boston's Lions Club for a fundraiser to be held on 6/19 of this year. Town Clerk, is that date available?
It is.
Thank you. It is to have setup start at 10 a.m. with a time of start at noon to be taken down at 5. They are asking for the facilities of the Lions Shelter and the bathroom facilities and the town park. The fees have been waived, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the application for use of facility.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Broadway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number four under new business, item number five under new business is a 2015 annual financial report for the town of Boston. It's an annual financial report updated for the town of Boston sent for Erie County for the fiscal year ending 12/31/15. I make a motion that we accept it, that it was filed. I can have something from the clerk.
No, second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Broadway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Along with that, I had a letter from Kathy Selby, our town bookkeeper, to Town Clerk Millay. Please find attached Town of Boston annual updated document for year ending in December 31st, 2015. This annual financial report was timely filed with State Controller's Office in Albany and is available for anybody to see. Item number five, Boston Emergency Squad appointment. Councilman Keating.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I have a letter from the Boston Emergency Squad looking to appoint Michaela Young, located at Zimmerman Road, and I'd like to make a motion to approve that appointment.
Second.
Councilman Munger.
Aye.
Supervisor Ballow.
Aye.
Councilman Broadway.
Yes.
Councilman Keating.
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number six is resolution 2016-06, untitled. There's some discussion downstairs. We made a motion. We're making a motion to table this.
Mr. Supervisor, I agree. I'll second the motion to table. The understanding that resolution will, in fact, be passed. It will be passed in entirety, exactly as written. It just simply needs to be properly titled. And I second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye to the fact that we are tabling.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Broadway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried to table.
Item number five on old business, five system quotes. Unfortunately, we had a company that was dealing with us, and they've got their quote in a little bit late, but the board wanted to review it. It had some questions on it about some of the electronics that were in there that were brought up. So we're going to make a motion to table that. We talked about that downstairs, and we felt that it would be necessary until we can understand some of their systems better. So I make a motion to table the FOB system.
I'll second that.
Councilman Mungo?
Aye.
Supervisor Barrow?
Yes.
Councilman Broadway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number six is a request for rezoning CRC Engineering and Land Survey Boston Luxury Apartments. Councilman
Broadway. Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. This is a project where we've received correspondence up from the Planning Board dated March 9th, 2016. There was a new project proposed in front of them at this point in time, which in a sense is a revision of a project that was initially proposed back in 2013. This is a residential slash commercial proposal for some of the property down very close to the 219 on-ramp down there on the north side of town. The Planning Board had a little difficulty because technically the first proposal that was before the Planning Board is still pending. It was tabled by the Board in 2014 in our meeting on April 2nd, 2014. Subsequent to this correspondence from the Planning Board on March 9th, the developer officially has withdrawn the first version of that project, the project that was proposed back in 2013. So technically speaking now, the Planning Board's correspondence to the Board is moot. Based on that withdrawal at this point in time, I'm essentially indicating that this matter needs to be referred back down to the Planning Board for complete consideration at this point of the new submission that they have made to the Planning Board.
Councilman Baldwin, I think since we tabled the original recommendation from the Planning Board back on April 2nd, 2014, I think we may need a motion to pull it off the table to have it discussed, and then declare it moot because the developer has now submitted a new one.
Understood.
And I have not seen the new application. Madam Clerk, have you seen the new application?
No, I haven't.
It's a revised application. You'll have to resubmit directly to the Planning Board. They'll have to submit a new application.
I guess what I'm saying, do we have anything to send down the Planning Board?
No, just the whole matter is just being put back in their lap. They have sent it back to us. We're putting it back down in their realm.
Okay.
So, and in that instance, and on the advice of counsel at this point, make a motion to call the matter previously tabled on April 2nd, 2014 moot at this point in time, in that the application has been withdrawn by the applicant.
And also to bring it off the table for discussion and motion.
And the matter is no longer on the table for discussion by the Town Board.
Second.
Councilman Munger.
Aye.
Supervisor Barrow.
Yes.
Councilman Broadway.
Yes.
Councilman Keating.
Yes.
Carried.
Item number six is reports and presentations. Town Clerk.
Tonight you will find my monthly report for February in your packets. The March 15th tax deadline has passed, and now through May 2nd there will be a 7.5% penalty added to all unpaid taxes. And beginning May 3rd, the penalty fee is added to the unpaid levy, and interest is added at the rate of 1.5% per month on the first of each month, making it an 18.78% total when taxes, when unpaid taxes are sold in November. As always, tax collection is extended, and I will be collecting until June 30th. To this date, I have collected and processed a little over $5.6 million. Supervisor Barrow has been paid in full the town's share of the warrant, which was $2,781,074.42. The rest will then be paid to Erie County. The Records Vault grant application has been signed and submitted to our grant writer, Connie Minor. I have contacted the New York State Unified Court System and the New York State Department of Health to basically ask for their blessing on this application because those records involve them. They needed to be told about the project and how it will or will not affect the records, and I am happy to say they both gave us the approval. I can say many wonderful things about the residents of the town of Boston, but tonight I do want to thank everyone who came forward and offered their assistance to me during the very busy time of tax collection. To a few, Barbara Moore, Kathy Projacolo, Nicole Carb, all of my fellow clerks, but especially, but specifically from the town of Evans, Lynn Krajacek, her deputy Kim, from the town of Eden, Mary Jo Holdquist, from the town of Hamburg, Kathy Lipchinski, and her deputy Dawn. These words are not enough, but for now I do thank you all very much for your assistance. On a different note, and with much regret, I have received and hesitantly accepted the resignation of Elizabeth Martin as deputy town clerk. She has found an excellent position with another local company, and they will soon see that her dedication to the job will be an asset to the organization. Her service not only to me but to my predecessor, David Schenk, was excellent, and her dedication to the position of deputy town clerk was outstanding, and I wish her all the best. So in light of this, I have received a request for appointment to this position from town resident Nicole Carb. I have known Nicole and her parents for many years, and in light of the current staffing issues in my office, she has demonstrated dedication to the community and wanting to be a team player by volunteering her assistance during a busy time of tax collection. Dedication and loyalty are very important, and I believe she will be an outstanding addition to the town clerk's office. Therefore, I right now appoint Nicole as deputy town clerk, and I will now ask her to take her oath. So if you will please stand, and I will come and swear you in.
I, please state your name. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New York.
Of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
Of deputy town clerk.
Of deputy town clerk.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Thank you very much. And one more other thing, just to make the public aware that for the last two meetings, I have respectfully requested on the agenda that the town board please reconsider compensating the position of deputy town clerk. And this request was also copied to our state officials, Legislator Mills, County Clerk Jacobs, Assemblyman DiPietro, and our Comptroller Mihailo. And I was informed via email by Supervisor Ballo to remove that request, and I quote, there is no compensation for deputy clerks. So I'm now asking verbally to this town board to please reconsider the funding of my appointed deputy clerks so that the town clerk's office can once again resume the service to our residents that they have come to this expect and deserve. You're so unprofessional. So one other thing I will say, Supervisor Ballo stated that there was no security in this building before they came on board, which is untrue. Supervisor Egan had a security system installed in my office with motion detectors that was specifically attached to the state police barracks. When they came into my office unauthorized and changed the locks on my doors.
Town clerk.
You will let me finish.
No, I will not let you finish.
Oh, yes, you will.
No, I will.
I am elected official Supervisor Ballo, and I will finish my report.
You need to just answer.
When the locks were changed to gain access to my office, the security system was... The security system was disabled. Therefore, there is no longer security
connected to the state trooper's office.
There's a motion on the floor.
She is still being respectful.
No, she's not being respectful. There's a motion on the floor.
No, the supervisor's not respectful.
She's actually stating facts from my understanding.
Of what?
I...
That she's being disrespectful? That she's yelling?
She's discussing a security system.
Okay. If that's what you're...
Once again...
I don't find it to be disrespectful. Nobody's being blamed. Nobody's being targeted at this point. I don't see where it's being disrespectful.
They just don't like the facts.
No, I do like the facts.
Well, apparently not, because obviously you don't allow me to speak during my report that I'm entitled to do as an elected official, Supervisor Ballow.
No, it's a privilege that we give reports.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes,
it's a privilege for me because I am elected by the people that are sitting here in this room right now.
I understand you.
Well, I don't think that you do.
I do.
You forgot.
Okay, this is where I personally will draw the line and say it's enough.
I am done. Thank you.
Yes. I'd like to announce that brush pickup will start April 1st and go on through the month of April. Then again, May 1st, we'll do a whole town at least one more time in May. All town roads have been swept this spring for the salt and the sand and the stone and stuff, so all the roads have been swept.
Great.
Anyone that lives on a town road that wishes to have their ditch cleaned up, please give us a call. We'll be glad to clean them out. They're all cleaning ditches now, but a lot of ditches in the subdivisions we don't touch because people don't want us digging in their ditches. But if you want your ditch cleaned up, we'd be glad to do it. The town highway department, we have fill available. We got wood chips available. We got leaves available. We got broken blacktop and broken concrete available. So anybody who lives in town, fill out a sheet, and we'd be glad to deliver it. That's all I have tonight.
Mr. Supervisor, I think I just have one question for the highway superintendent. Because now you've washed and swept all the streets, is that a guarantee?
I washed them, I swept them.
You swept them? Is that a guarantee we're not going to get any more snow?
Well, if we do get more snow, we're just going to use pure salt, so we won't be using any more sand. So if that's the case, we won't have to sweep the sand off the next time.
Good. I don't have anything further, Mr. Supervisor.
Councilman Munder.
Yes, last meeting we approved a clean out on Wildwood. I've been in touch with the winner of the bid. That should be starting very soon. We have another clean out of a large log jam down past the 219 near Eckert Road that needs to be addressed very shortly. So quotes will be coming in for that, and I will keep you up to date. That's all.
Thank you. Councilman Broadway.
Two things, Mr. Supervisor. I have maintained my position for 6 years plus some that this town will oppose unfunded mandates across the board every time they come in, whether they come in from the county, whether they come in from the governor's office, whether they come in from anywhere. The minimum wage increase, that's an unfunded mandate imposed on this town, and I will talk about it as long as I like. Question number two, Town Clerk Millay, you've appointed Nicole Carb as you called a deputy town clerk. Is that the first deputy town clerk replacing Ms. Martin directly, or is she the second deputy town clerk? Legally, it makes a difference.
She will be my first deputy town clerk.
Okay, we just needed some clarity for the record. That's all. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I have nothing else, Mr. Supervisor.
Councilman.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I just wanted to report that I had an opportunity to meet with Waste Management again. It was the Senior District Manager and Regional Public Sector Municipal Solutions Representative. The topic that continues to come up is bins for our community. Anybody has seen the bins that Orchard Park has received for recycling? Again, there's an ask for it. I've started working on numbers. They're going to be expensive, just to lay the ground rules here. If people are interested, we have two scenarios. So just to let you know, when we have to renegotiate this contract, we can do this as a town as a whole. Again, expect your tax bill to go up some because there is a cost associated with that. Or if you want to do it on an individual basis, if we decide as a community that we don't want to spend that additional money, but you know, every other house, every fourth house decides to do that, that's fine too. Waste Management is looking to work with us on that. One of the other topics that we discussed was a solar compactor. Supervisor Ballow had the solar compactors. I don't know if anybody's seen them, but if you had seen them around our property, they work fantastic. Whenever I have the fishing derby, we have fantastic feedback surprisingly from the fishing derby, how well they work and how neat they are. So we were actually able to secure yet another solar compactor, which will be located over just outside the snack shack. That should be going in within the next couple weeks, of course, weather pending. As a liaison for the Conservation Advisory Council, just a quick reminder, the next meeting is Wednesday, April 13th. For anybody that's willing to show up, we are looking for new people for the Conservation Advisory Council. It's always good to have a new fresh set of eyes and new blood. I did meet with the local Nest group, as I am also the liaison for that, which coincides with the Conservation Advisory Council. There is a grant out there. I don't have a lot of information. I apologize, but I did want to let people know there is a grant. I'm going to be working with Bob Tielak and some other people in our town. It takes 3 years to obtain this grant. However, any area that we can show that we recycle or reuse essentially anything, everything from our recycling bins, which can potentially fall under this grant, to Bob and his team going around collecting the leaves to branches and other things. If we repurpose those and turn those into mulch, they could actually pay for some of Bob's equipment as well. So that's a grant. I'm hoping to get some additional information, get that over to our grant writer, and see if we can secure some additional funds for our town. One last piece of information, probably a lot of people received this in the mail, but if not, Senator Pat Galvin is sponsoring the Family and Health and Safety Fair. There's going to be a bunch of different vendors there at both of these events. April 9th will be the first event, and that's going to be at the West Seneca Senior Center, and then again on April 30th at the Collins Center Fire Hall. It's free admission, free screenings. They can do child IDs, child safety seat inspections for anybody that has new infants in their home and not quite sure about how to install a car seat, and a bunch of other things going on. So hopefully you can attend that if you're interested. And that's all I have tonight.
Thank you, Councilman. In the supervisor's report, I received a monthly report from the town clerks, also the code enforcement's monthly report for January and February, and the supervisor's report for March 8, 2016. Also, under supervisor's financial report, in 2015, the annual financial report was recently filed, as we have spoken about, filed with the Office of the State Controller. The report is available for review in the town clerk's office. Proud to report that the town is very financially stable. Even with our numerous capital improvements, we still have a substantial fund balance, both in general and highway fund. In fact, since it took office in January 2010, the general fund unassigned balance grew from nearly $1.3 million to almost $1.6 million. In addition, this administration has hit a zero tax increase for all 6 years in both general and highway funds. In addition, we have secured reserves of over $300,000 for capital and tax stabilization in the general fund. Also, we have over $140,000 set aside for highway equipment reserves. With smart budgeting and prudent spending, we can face the challenges that are put upon us with the state, with the tax cap that we have to stay under so our residents receive reimbursement. Also, wanted to just quickly report, there's been some questions about security in the building. There is, yes, glass windows in buildings. I have toured many other towns. We have complete glass doors in those towns. But we also have security cameras in and outside this building. Now we have them installed this week over at the EMS for the squad over there, inside their building and around their building, due to what they house over there. We have them at the highway building too. We have security cameras inside and out of those buildings too. Not only does this provide security, but it also helps keep our insurances down low that we have them. We'll be moving forward once we are comfortable with the equipment, with the FOB systems. That also lets us know when people are in and out the building, times, gives groups who use the building a key, so it's programmed for their time in and out of the buildings. And we'll keep moving forward with security on the building. It is a much needed thing in today's society. So with that being said, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Supervisor Barrow?
Yes.
Councilman Broadway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.